Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature Motown groups. This half hour, we'll hear from the Velvettes, Switch, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, the Supremes, DeBarge, the Commodores, the Dynamic Superiors, and Choker Campbell's Big Band. First up this half hour, a Motown Memories favorite artist, the Velvettes, and he was really saying something right here on Motown.
Yeah. your ear. Say something good to you.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Motown memory from Glass Night and the Pips, I Don't Want to Do Wrong, reaching number 17 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1971, and before that, Switch with They'll Never Be, and then reached number 36 from 1978. Switch had three charting songs, and we started with The Velvettes, and He Was Really Saying Something, number 64 from 1965. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring Motown groups.
Well, coming up, a song that didn't chart really high, but a great song nonetheless from Junior Walker and the All-Stars, got to hold on to this feeling. Well, Junior Walker was born Audrey DeWalt Mixon Jr. in Byattville, Arkansas, on June 14, 1931. He grew up in South Bend, Indiana, and his saxophone style was the anchor for the band's overall sound. Well, on the Motown record label, Junior Walker was teamed up with the All-Stars and had their first and signature hit called Shotgun, and it was written and composed by Junior Walker, and it was produced by Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records. That record also featured the Funk Brothers James Jamerson on bass and Benny Benjamin on drums. In the late 1960s, Junior Walker sang more on the records than earlier in his career. He had landed seven more Rhythm and Blues Top 10 hits over the next few years into the early 1970s, with the last one coming in 1972. Well, here he is in 1970 in January with Gotta Hold On to This Feeling, right here on Motown Memories. Thank you.
Motown Memories. Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
With Who's Holding Donna Now, and that reached number 6 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1985. That was DeBarge's last of 6 charting songs. Before that, The Supremes featuring Diana Ross on The Happening, number 1 from 1967, and this song was their 10th number 1 in 3 years, and the title song was from the movie with Anthony Quinn. And we started with Junior Walker and the All-Stars and Gotta Hold On to This Feeling, number 21 from 1970. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring Motown groups. Well, coming up, the Commodores and Flying High right here on Motown.
Flying high, off Shoe shine, used to cost a dime. A penny could buy a plenty.
Joker Campbell's Big Band in Pride and Joy, a great song from Marvin Gaye. That big band sound was recorded and released in 1964. It was the B-side of the 45. The A-side was Come See About Me, and that also did not chart. Before that, the Dynamic Superiors and Shoo Shoo Shine, reaching number 68 from 1974, and that was their only charted song. And we started with the Commodores and Flying High, number 38 from 1978. Well, this hour, we featured Motown groups.
I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.